Leaders. The EU's top jobs. Buggins belongs at the back. When picking leaders, Europe should put skills before box ticking.
Seen from afar, Europe is shrinking and ineffective. In Germany, Angela Merkel's chancellorship is winding down. Domestic woes bedeviled the French president, Emmanuel Macron. Britain is leaving the EU, which is divided between East and West, North and South, liberals and authoritarians. The big centre-right and centre-left blocs are struggling as politics fragments across the continent. If America or China wants to speak to Europe, it is less clear than ever whom they should call. The European Parliament elections have brought yet more fragmentation, with the two main groups losing seats and their joint majority in the EU's legislature. Liberals, Greens, and right-wing populists gained. The Union today resembles a patchwork of ideological and regional tendencies. That makes the task of parceling out its big jobs extra fiddly. There are four vacancies: the presidencies of the European Commission, the EU's executive, the European Council, its Senate-like body of national leaders, and the European Central Bank, or ECB, as well as the High Representative for the EU's foreign and security policy. A convention of 2014 says the Commission job should go to the lead candidate of the largest group in the Parliament. Under an older precedent, those appointed to the top positions are meant to include representatives of all corners of the continent and of the big political families. Different permutations are lined up until, like a Rubik's Cube, everything slots into place.